North Carolina was already bracing for an amped-up election season as just one of five states with concurrent races for the presidency, U.S. Senate, and the governorship. Rusty Jacobs reports the pandemic and demonstrations over police brutality and racial injustice are making 2020 even more intense.
NC Central University political science professor Jarvis Hall says he hasn't seen such widespread civil unrest coincide with a major election in more than 50 years.
Other than 68, I don't know if we've had this kind of participation in the streets prior to a presidential election.
1968 was a year of social and political upheaval. The assassinations of Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert F. Kennedy, scenes of Chicago police beating protesters outside the Democratic National Convention. Now, since the May 25th killing of George Floyd by a white Minneapolis police officer, people have taken to the streets of American cities, including Raleigh and Durham, demanding racial justice. And Professor Hall says the protests will lead right up to Election Day.
It's not just a long, hot summer. I think going into the fall, you're going to see more mass participation.
In addition to the public clamor for reform, candidates must adapt to the realities of campaigning amid the coronavirus pandemic. Fewer close contact events, or what longtime Republican political consultant Paul Shoemaker calls grip and grins. Shoemaker's working with U.S. Senator Tom Tillis, who's running for re-election against Democratic challenger Cal Cunningham.
We had a very heavy door-to-door program. In less than a 24-hour period of time, we shifted to a phone-based program.
The tactics of this election have changed, but Shoemaker says 2020 remains unchanged in one key aspect, big-time spending. In the Tillis-Cunningham race, Shoemaker says $98 million has already been committed to ads for the June to November period, and that will only increase.
Same thing in the governor's race. I think Governor Cooper has put in a $7-plus million media buy.
It should be noted Shoemaker is not working on the governor's race. At this point, Governor Cooper enjoys an advantage over his Republican challenger, Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest. Cooper is better known and has been omnipresent on TV, directing the state's response to the coronavirus pandemic. That response includes his phased approach to easing public health restrictions, allowing restaurants to operate at reduced capacity, for example, but keeping gyms and bars closed for now. And that policy hasn't hurt Cooper's approval rating, according to Meredith College poll director David McLennan.
Up to 60%+. With, you know, disapproval being very low.
Forrest has mostly heckled from the sidelines, painting Cooper's plan for reopening the economy as arbitrary and unfair to small businesses. After protesters tore down Confederate monuments in Raleigh this weekend, the governor castigated a Republican-backed law from 2015 that restricted the removal of what he called painful memorials. Forrest attacked Cooper for abiding lawlessness. Still, between now and November, issues like the reopening of schools and soaring unemployment could create more voter frustration for Forrest to tap into. And races in this battleground state will likely come down to a sliver of truly unaffiliated swing voters. For Raheem Williams, any candidate who hopes to win this fall must listen to him and his fellow protesters.
We plan on changing America.
Williams was part of a group that set up an encampment outside the Durham Police Department headquarters last week after the city council voted to increase police funding by 5%. That's money Williams says could be better spent on helping the community.
LGBT community center. Grant so that if we do want to have a black grocery store in the food desert that is East Durham, somebody would be able to do that.
And Williams says he and his fellow demonstrators will vote this fall. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.